Okay, today's shiur's on Hanukkah.
All right.
So the main mitzvah of Hanukkah is the lighting of the neiros, and our main tefillah is the hodah of Al HaNisim. Okay. Hanukkah always occurs in the parashas of Yosef, Vayeshev, Miketz, right? That's always usually the parashas of Hanukkah. And we always see Yosef going down into the bull, and we know Yosef, the concept of Yosef, Yosef has chen, the pasuk says, and we know what chen means. Chen is when the chachma, when the shmini, when the chachma, connects with the nun, with the malchus. Your nun is malchus, right? That's the chen of Yosef. I.e. when the shmini, the olam of chachma, the olam of bina, really the olam of bina here, connects with the malchus, expressed either hey ilah, the upper hey, connects with the hey tata, with the lower hey, and it's fully expressive in the lower hey. Every night, Rachel, the Bechina, the Shechina, goes down to the lower worlds and brings back or prepares those lost sparks to a place where the Jewish people can, they're attainable for the Jewish people to reach out to them and fix themselves, bring them up to a higher level. So that's the concept of every night. Every night is a preparation. Hanukkah is brought down in the Arizal that there's three special ha'aras that we have on Hanukkah. They're called the concept of Ner Chanukah. Ner. Concept of Ner, says the Ari, is a Yichud Elyon. It's a special Yichud that's the Bechina of Chanukah, that represents Ner Chanukah. Just as the menorah, the menorah, the Gemara says, it's Gemara by Shabbos, which is in the Sugyas of Chanukah, says that the Ner Ma'aravi used to light, this used to be every day, the Western light used to be lit first and extinguished latest. It used to last longer than the oil that was put in. And the Gemara says, because it represents the Shechina, the Divine Presence, it was Klal Yisrael. Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah are related. Ner Shabbos is in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, represents the Yichud, the Yichudo Shel Olam, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Alma, the world where there is complete Yichud, that's Olam Abba. That's why Shabbos is Olam Abba, represents Me'ein Olam Abba. Chanukah represents the concept of the Shechina going down to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Rosh Hashanah Rabbim always represents the place where there's the mixed multitude, the Talmudoi, the Psulei Kahal, like Rashi says in Yevamos, i.e. the mixed multitude, the place where there's Mu'urav Tovara. That's Yosef. Yosef, when he goes into Golos, when he goes into Egypt, he's going there, Lishbo Ba, that's this week's parasha, to gather all the Shivrei Kalim, all the broken vessels, all the broken souls, all that mixed multitude that was in Egypt, to bring it back to its proper form. That's what Yosef, Yosef is called the Ma'asef, the gatherer. Hanukkah is when we get that concept of Yosef, that Bechinat Yosef, that concept of Yosef, that chain of Yosef goes down with us to do that birur. That's called Tichle Regel Min HaShuk. On Hanukkah, we have the ability of Tichle, that's the Lashon of the Gemara. Tichle Regel Min HaShuk, the Gemara says that's Riglei De Talmudoi, i.e. that's the people who are Ma'urav, good and bad, right? And the when Ner Chanukah receives this chain of Yosef, i.e. when it receives this Hey Ilah, this higher world, the chain of the higher world connects to the Hey Tata, to Rachel Aminu, the Hey Tata. When there's that connection, Yemei Bina, Yemei Shmona, Bina is the Shmini, is the chain. Nachman says chain means Chochma, but Chochma and Bina are intertwined, right? When that chain comes to the hey tata, to the lower shechina, then the Rachel has more koach to mevarer, to clarify the deeper sparks and to bring them up. I.e., Chanukah is a time for a special tshuva. Chanukah is a time where we can connect and we can change aspects of ourselves in a more deeper way. That's why Chanukah is a time, it's called Bina. Bina is always associated with tshuva. That's why the bracha that we say in Shmona Esrei, which is Hashiveinu Avinu L'Toratecha, bring us back to your Torah, is the Shem Havaya, they say, the Arizal, the Shem Havaya is the Shem of Bina. Because Bina is tshuva, like the Gemara in Menachah says. Bina, the Hey Ilah, has an opening at the bottom and on the side to allow those people to come back to tshuva. That's why it has a Hey. The Hey has an opening below. Tshuva means to return those lost sparks to you. It means to get a deeper understanding of self and to clarify where we're going. The place we're going is Alma de Bina, is the world of Bina. The world of Bina is Olam Haba. Bina is called Olam Haba. The bracha, so that's the concept. The tichle regel minashuk is a lashon of kiri, the burning of the ra. The burning of the ra is the bringing out the nitzotze kedusha, the holy spark. This, right, so that's the tichle regel minashuk. When do you have the kavan of these brachas? So when you're saying the bruch ata Hashem, the shem havaya, so you have the Shem Havaya is the concept of that Chanukah is a regel. Chanukah, the Hashpa of Chanukah, the Neiros, comes to person with the Shem Havaya. It's Bruch Atah Hashem, then he has Kavana, the Shefa, the influence that's coming to him on Chanukah comes in the Shem Hashem of the Bracha, the first Bracha, or the second Bracha, Al HaNisim. And in the third bracha, Shechiyanu. And the other days, it's in the Shechiyanu, the Hashem Havaya, the Shechiyanu comes in Al-Nisim. So that means every day he gets this tremendous Shefa called Chanukah, which comes in, which represents this concept, the Shechina of Chanukah that comes to him, which is a Hoda'ah. That brings a person to the concept of Hoda'ah. Hoda'ah means connection, that you're moda to Kodesh Baruch Hu for all the good he did to you. And through that hoda'ah, that nullification of self, a person gets the shef of Chanukah. It occurs in the Shem Havaya, and it occurs in the Ne'er Chanukah. I'm giving it simple. Ne'er Chanukah also is a special. It's more prati, it's more specific to the Neiros. And there's also a special hashpa when a person says Ne'er Chanukah there. But the main hashpa is in the Shem Havaya. And the tichle regel min hashuk, the burning, the birul of the ra, is also in that Shem Havaya. Because when the hashpa comes to a person, it gives koach to the shechina that it's mevare the ra in you, and in the whole of the Jewish people, because you're doing it for the whole Jewish people as well. It's mevare the ra in you, it separates the ra from the tov in you, and it gives you koach, if you want, to do tshuva. It gives you a bigger koach. It doesn't do tshuva for you. Tshuva's up to you. Tshuvah depends on how much your mode al emes. How much Chanukah is hodah. Hodah is always when you're mode to someone, you say, "You're right, I did wrong. You're right, I have to change here." So Chanukah, there's a clarification of the midas achod. The midah of hod, right? That's what Chanukah represents. Chanukah is hod, Purim's netzach. The midah of hod, right, is the midah of that your mode al emes. Your mode that this is the wrong way to go. There's a certain clarification of Chanukah the days have that it's very clear. If you're living with what the concept of Chanukah is, it becomes very clear that this is Sheker, this pathway is Sheker, and this pathway is Emes. And the Hoda'ah on Chanukah is that recognition that you're mode to yourself, a person has the koach to accept the Emes in Chanukah. That's the Hodah of Chanukah. That's the Koch that Chanukah has. And that's the Neiros. The Neiros represent that Hodah. What does the Neiros represent? The Neiros, when you light a Neir, it gives light. So, a person, like we see in Parshas Vayeshev, what caused Yehuda to be Mode? What caused Yosef to separate from Potiphar? Hakerna, we recognized from Tamar, she showed him, look, from this, from the recognition, the clarity of Emes, that causes the Hodah. Chanukah is, there's a certain light in the world. It enlightens our lives. Chanukah, there's a certain light that comes to us from a very high place. Chanukah has the Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Sheik Dishan Mitzvot V'Tzivanu, Ladik Ne'er Chanukah, Svarim say Ne'er Chanukah, Ashkenazim Ne'er Shel Chanukah, by Svarim it's 13 Tevot, it's 13 letters, it's against the Yud Gimel Midas. Each day, we get one of the Yud Gimel Midas, right? Apart from the 8th day, that's a special day, with the influence of all the rest of the Yud Gimel Midas. Each day, the awe that comes to us on Chanukah is like the awe that comes on Yom Kippur. It's the Yud Gimel Midas, the Rachamim. It's such tremendous Rachamim that comes to us on Chanukah, that Rachamim gives koach to the Shekhinah, i.e. to our souls, to have a level of clarification that you don't have in normal times. And when you get to that level of clarification, there's a Hodah. That's V'Haker now, that's Yudah. And by Yosef, it's Dukno Shel Aviv. He sees a picture of his father while he's with Potiphar. And he has a complete realization. There's two ways of Hodah. There's one mitzad, a recognition of Emes. And there's one mitzad, a tochacha. So his father comes and says, what are you doing? And then he recognizes his mistake and he separates. And Yosef does the same thing to his brothers. And Parshas Vayigash. Which is after Chanukah, right? So sometimes it can be Chanukah. Usually it's after. The Vayigash is the tochacha that he gives to the brothers. He puts them in the same situation. And they act as they should act. And they said, Ani Yosef. I'm Yosef. You don't remember. Remember you sold me? V'od Avinu Chai. Right? Ani Yosef. And my father's still alive? You didn't think about the life of my father when you sold me. For Binyamin, you do think about the life of my father. So he brought them to a point that they realized their mistake. And then there was Akara. That's what Chanukah is. Chanukah is that it's such a gilu, there's such a revelation of the awe of Chanukah, the lights of Chanukah. Whenever you have night, nighttime things are unclear. When things are unclear, you can make a lot of mistakes. Nearest of Chanukah is to make light at night, to light up the night. The night becomes clearer. The darkness becomes clearer. When the darkness is clearer, then you see all the pit holes, all the problems, all the wrong things that we've done. And there's a certain hakara, and there's a certain recognition, and that gives us the hodah. That's Chanukah. And that's what it means, the bracha of Chanukah. And the Sha'asa Nisim, the Nes of Chanukah, is this Ne'er Chanukah brings down these Yud Gimel Midas. The Yud Gimel Midas doesn't come only to the Ne'er. Says the Ari that you can only have a Shinui in Tevi, you can only have a change in the physical world. If the physical world is representing Shem Elohim, the name Shem Elohim. Because the physical world, Eile, these different dominions, that the physical world represents Shem Elohim, Olam HaTeva. Of course, the Olam HaTeva has a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's the one manhigit, but the hog of the world of Teva is with Shem Elohim. Says the Arizal, that Ne'er Chanukah gives Sha'asa, Sha' is Shin Ayin Noorin, 370 lights from Arich, from the Yud Gimel Midas of Arich, from the Panim of Arich, that's like the biggest chesed. The Panim of Arich represents part of the Yud Gimel Midas, right? It's Me'ir to the Shekhinah. And that's what brings the Nes of Chanukah, i.e. the Nes of the lighting of Chanukah, and the Nes of fighting the Yevonim. The Nes that, you know, you go back to America, or you're in America, and you in Manhattan or in California, you're behaving just as all the goyim are behaving. And you have to do business, and you have to do this, and you have to behave. And we're behaving like goyim. And we're Yevonim Bekitzer. We're American Jews. We're not Jewish Americans. We're American Jews. Comes the Aura of Chanukah, to remind us not to become Yevonim, to be separate, to realize the pnim, the innerness of what is to be a Jew, the depth of what is to be a Jew. Of course, you have to make money. You have to have a wife, you have to have kids, you have to deal with things, right? You have to be people. But not to forget who you are, not to forget the inner light of the Shekhinah that dwells within you. And on Hanukkah, that time of Hanukkah, that's why all Jews keep Hanukkah. Because that inner light, that pach katan, that small shemen that every Jew has, can be lit and light for 8 days, which 8 days represents Yimei Bina, Yimei Shmona, and eight means, like Maro says, seven is Teva, eight is Malam Teva, it lights forever. It reaches to you the light of Bina, Yimei Bina, the world of Bina, the world of Olam Haba. That's what Hanukkah represents. Hanukkah connects you to your Olam Haba. Hanukkah connects the darkest places to the highest places. That's the nes of Hanukkah. That every Jew, wherever he is, he can be in the darkest of the dark. But the light of Olam Haba on Hanukkah comes to him to awaken to him. And it awakens to him the Hoda'ah, the recognition and the acceptance that he's wrong. He has to change his ways. He needs to come back to where the real light is. The real light is Shabbos. Shabbos represents, that's why you light Hanukkah candles before Shabbos candles. Shabbos represents the light of the Beis HaMikdash, the menorah itself, the Rosh Hashanah, the Yehuda Shel Olam. That's a much, much bigger light. But you need a light of Hanukkah to go out and kindle the small little pach, the small little light that remains in every Jew, to bring them to the Bechina of Shabbos. Like a Kira rabbi. He's the Bechinas Yosef. He goes out, he brings the boy in, he comes to the yeshiva. Yeshiva's the Shabbos light. That's the light of the Torah. That's what shines in him and brings him to his full understanding of what's correct. And the Yichud of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yichudo Shel Olam. That's what Ne'er Hanukkah is. Those are the basic kavanas of Mitzvah Hanukkah.